RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
MP on the mic, 910 the fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Injuries, the story in Ashburn as we get ready for Commanders Falcons. Lots of games to get to today. UVA, Florida State fired up for that one. Couple of great offenses under the lights in Charlottesville. We'll get you ready for that. Virginia Tech goes to NC State. I don't want to say I'm optimistic because I'm not. But it's an opportunity for a statement win. So we'll break down what's going on with the Hokies. We'll get you ready for that. High school football, of course. As always, Gary Hess and Coach Chris, not with less Gary this week. 50% less Gary under the lights on Friday night lights. Lots to get to. But you start with the Commanders. You start with Dan Quinn going back to Atlanta for the first time since being head coach there. To me, the impressive thing is, that's the guy who replaced him, Raheem Morris. Usually a few years later, you've churned that coaching staff a couple times, and I'm not going to pretend like Raheem Morris's job security is top-notch secure. It's definitely not, but it's still a rare it's that guy and then it's the next guy going head-to-head against each other. And I heard the Junkies mention, of course, you know, scene of the crime, 28-3, the Super Bowl game. What I remember about that, and this is literally my first interaction ever with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn was up 28-3 in the Super Bowl, and I'm just going to say it, that was Kyle Shanahan's fault, not Dan Quinn's fault. But when you're a head coach, you wear it. By the way, the most unintentionally funny part of that was Arthur Blank, the owner, going down to the sideline in the second half so he could get ready to have Gatorade dumped on him and then having to stand there awkwardly while Tom Brady beat him in overtime. That's about as rough as it gets for an American sports owner. You don't play the games. You don't take the physical risks. But I feel like the emotional pain of that is probably actually comparable to what the players felt and the coaches felt that day, going down there in your suit, getting ready. Yeah, this is biggest moment of your life, and then Tom Brady pulls the rug out from under you in overtime. It's a tough night. That's a tough one to bounce back from. But it's Kyle Shanahan's fault, not Dan Quinn's fault. Kyle did it again in a Super Bowl, which I think is bolstering my case. That one's on Kyle, not Dan. Dan Quinn, Super Bowl 28-3. And then after that, a year or two later, was Tony Bennett at UVA, one seed losing to the 16 seed, UMBC. And so I was at the NFL league meetings in March right after that happened, right after Tony Bennett lost the one seed, which we had extensively covered. And I went up to Dan Quinn. I said, look, you don't know who I am. Here's who I am. You can punch me in the face if you want, because I understand this is an incredibly rude thing to do, but you lived through this. What would you tell Tony Bennett? And he didn't punch me in the face. He gave me a phenomenal answer and talked about, you know, what he went through after it and what the team went through after it and learning from it and going, you know, and seeing, like, having professionals in to come talk to the team about it, and was just really gracious with his time, which I understand to be the norm for him and not the exception. And you hear, you know, these guys now love playing for him. And so he'll go back to Atlanta. I think they'll be fired up to play for him in Atlanta. They were fired up to play for him on Sunday when he got knocked around by Marcus Mariota and started bleeding, which was the defining moment of that game. So pair of Dan Quinn games in a row here. Marcus Mariota has the revenge storyline as well. I think that's an opposite revenge storyline. It's a reverse revenge storyline. Normally, the player goes back to the place they played. That team cut him, traded him, replaced him with somebody else, whatever it is. They're getting revenge. And make no mistake, Marcus Mariota got benched in Atlanta. That's a thing that happened. But then after that, he packed his bags and left town, which is not traditionally how things are done in professional sports when you have a contract to finish out the year. Kirk Cousins, not the starter in Atlanta, not particularly happy about it, does still show up to work every day. You know, punches in with the key card, watches film, runs practice. I think that swings it. I think it's a Dan Quinn revenge game coming back. Y'all should have kept me around. I'm a good coach. But it's a Falcons revenge game against Marcus Mariota. If he plays, which I think we're all expecting, Jaden Daniels will come out and play, of course. Not great when your two most important offensive pieces are battling injuries after an offseason where they didn't work together at all. And that's not, I'm not going deep analysis here. Terry McLaurin's your most important player, not named Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is your most important player, any name. They're both not practicing. And for Jaden, hasn't practiced since Green Bay, been limited since then. Terry, of course, missed the offseason, had the holdout, had the contract situation. I worry about the cohesion of the offense going into a game that I think we all expect will be a tight game, will be a competitive game, and Terry not being on the same page as Jaden or Marcus or whoever it is, or, you know, just the depth behind the two of them. Noah Brown's not 100%. He hasn't been all season. You got Debo. Debo's interesting. I think Debo's great. I love the kick return thing he did. I love the running thing he's doing. I love the pass catching thing he's doing. But he's not a traditional receiver. He's not going to be used as such. He's not in that line of work. And so this is a team that, you know, let Olamide Zaccheaus walk woefully short at wide receiver, as evidenced by the fact that the first pass of the season was not caught by any of the wide receivers on the depth chart. It was Chris Moore, who was elevated from the practice squad, and I think will be a part of it as well. They've got three receivers on the practice squad. I'm going to give you 1 point for any of the three you can name. I'm going to spot you Chris Moore, and you're going to be stuck at 1 point here because I am as well. Jacoby Jones is on the Commanders practice squad, and Ja'Cory Brooks is on the Commanders practice squad. Those people may be called on to catch important passes on Sunday, which is not the situation you want to be in if you're the Washington Commanders. That said, it's not hopeless. You've got Debo. You've got all the running backs in the world, which is very exciting. Eckler goes down. Chris Rodriguez did great. Certainly, you've got Jeremy McNichols. His worth has been proven over time. We've got the Bills situation. They've got enough running backs. They've got enough weapons offensively. But this is not ever a deep roster, and we're really seeing that stretch. Last year, they got lucky. Last year, they got lucky with injuries. And this year, we're seeing that regression. Dan Quinn will speak this afternoon, AWOD Radio. We'll have the latest from that. And then Grant and Danny will drive you home, break down whatever's going on in Ashburn as we get clarity on who's in and who's out for Sunday's game in Atlanta against the Falcons on offense. On defense, it's a banged-up secondary We're going right back to where we started. Now, I think what's interesting is you look at the games they won, and we talked about this earlier in the week on Commander's Rewind. The two games they've won were against Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, two guys who don't operate with the stopwatch in their mind. They're operating with like as one of those sand timers, the hourglass back there. That makes it easier. We'll see what happens on Sunday. You know, the Falcons' Penix moves a little quicker. This is about the D-line bringing it. This is about the D-line making it easier for the secondary. They've done that twice this year, and once this year they were unable to do that against the Packers. And the Packers took advantage of that, and it didn't go very well. Atlanta's in the middle. They've got a quarterback who, in Penix, who you say isn't Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, like flinging the ball around, getting it out, Jaden Daniels. He's not in that level. But he's not at the Russ level of, like, is he eligible for half-price meals at the Golden Corral? He's probably close. He certainly looks the part out there. Nothing against the Golden Corral. I love the Golden Corral. I'm from the Midwest. Y'all know. If it's a buffet, I'm there. And Russ, Geno, those guys move a little bit slower. These guys move a little bit faster. It's on the D-line to me. It's not on the secondary. I think the D-line's got to put pressure on the quarterback, got to make it so that, you know, these defensive backs who are banged up to start with, not a line of depth to start with, have Marshawn Lattimore as your CB1. That's what we're working with here, that these defensive backs find a way to, you know, hang on long enough, ride the bull for 3-4 seconds. Defensive line gets home. It's up to Bobby Wagner. It's up to Von Miller. Dorrance Armstrong, 3 sacks in 3 games. That's the sort of performance they're going to need to find their way out of Atlanta with a win. I mentioned we've got a ton of other stuff to get to. We got to do a UVA update. UVA, Florida State, under the lights. It's being billed as two great offenses going head-to-head. And I think Chandler Morris has absolutely lived up to expectations in Charlottesville. So we'll be excited to break that one down, get you ready for that. I don't think this is an upset alert situation. I think Florida State's locked in. I think they're playing very well. I do think it's an opportunity for UVA to flex on national TV. This is the toughest game they've got, arguably, all season. Louisville's going to be good, too. But the rest of them are winnable. Strong performance here. And I think they'll build some buzz as, you know, not a playoff team, but what's that next tier, right? The Mayonnaise Bowl, you know, the Music City Bowl, that kind of second tier. Those are games UVA hasn't been to in a hot minute. And I think they could find their way there with the right performances this year. We'll dive back into Virginia Tech, their finances, their situation. We will give a baseball update because, as you know, the good people at Major League Baseball said, when should we schedule our most important games? And the answer was right in the heart of NFL season, ideally right when NFL games are being played. This show will rise above that discussion, and we'll give you a baseball update. It's one per day. We're capping it. It's one per day. We're going to do that, though. Play Chesterfield at 10:30 this morning, our weekly segment. We'll check in with L.C. Bird, the Skyhawks. I am told it is homecoming week at L.C. Bird. Give a little extra juice to the Play Chesterfield segment. Zach Joachim of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins this program on Wednesdays at 11. Lots to talk about in the world of high school football. Sister Jean, 106 years old, Loyola Chicago, announced today she is retiring and will not be at games this year. So maybe that'll come up with Zach, because that's a big loss for A-10 fans everywhere. We haven't even lost Sister Jean yet, but without her on the sidelines, it feels like we're prepping ourselves for that one. We've got a lot to get to. Let's do a baseball update. Let's do it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Let me say this. I've been sitting in here last 2 weeks, griping about the tush push, complaining about how the officials won't call the tush push. Let me tell you who's doing something about the tush push. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday signed Desmond Watson to their practice squad. Desmond Watson is a nose tackle who weighs 449 pounds. And that's how you stop the tush push right there. You complain about it. You talk about banning it. You talk about false starts or whatever. Tampa's like, hang on. We got a better idea. What if we just put a sumo wrestler right in front of where Jalen Hurts was running? I love it. It's the perfect solution. Kudos to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for solving the tush push. You heard yesterday on this program as well the exchange with Brian Daboll. Brian, is Russell Wilson your starter? We're looking at everything. But like, Russ, is he the starter? I'm looking at everything. This may stun you. Yesterday, he announced that Jackson Dart will start on Sunday against the Chargers. And you know I would have waited another week, not let him play against the Chargers, because I think the Chargers are good. But I also know we all saw what we saw from Russ on Sunday. And this, if this is the end, it was a tough final 4 years for Russ. A career that certainly had a lot of Hall of Fame juice going into the second Super Bowl, going to the goal line, the Malcolm Butler interception. Right before that play, you would have said Russ is a bona fide Hall of Famer. Things did not go great from that point forward. Jackson Dart in for the Giants on Sunday. But it's Terry McLaurin that we're keeping an eye on. 12:30 today, Dan Quinn will talk. You know where to get the latest on the Commanders. That's right here on your home of the Commanders. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Here's what we know about Terry McLaurin. Has not missed a game since 2020. That was the COVID year. He has played 76 consecutive football games. Here's what else we know about Terry McLaurin. Caught the 56-yard reception that was not a touchdown, maybe should have been a touchdown. I'm not getting caught up in the exactness of it because they punched it in. Left the game after that. They said Terry's got a quad injury. He's questionable. Next thing we saw was him sprinting downfield to get the touchdown ball after Luke McCaffrey scored, which is him and Jay, and that's kind of their signature move at that point. You've got Terry, you've got Jaden. They're both injured, different degrees. We don't really know what's going on. And at the moment, you're like, all right, Terry will be fine. Quad injury, not great. you can work through that. Then the news yesterday, Terry is seeking a second opinion on his injury, which tells you the first opinion probably didn't turn out the way Terry was hoping it would turn out. And then this from Ian Rappaport today, that Terry McLaurin is seeing a core muscle injury specialist. And so to unpack that, that's, tell me what it is without telling me what it is. It is possible Terry's got a sports hernia. That's within that range. Now, sports hernia is an injury you can play through, but it stinks. It is one of the tougher injuries to play through. One of the most impressive things I've ever seen, there was a soccer player at UVA who played through a double sports hernia once in the national title game, which is just absolutely insane to me. I don't even know how you do that. For Terry and his line of specialty, I think it would be doable but hard. That's one that's not going to heal this season, though. So you're picking and choosing. Do you want to just shut him down for the season? Do you want to play him sporadically? Do you want to put him in big moments? Either way. And the discussion's going to turn to, is this because he held out? And we're not going to get an answer on that. We'll never have an answer on that because there's too many variables in football. You know, even if he hadn't held out, he was still going to catch that ball. He was still going to dive for the end zone. He was still going to get yanked back. But you ask the question, right? Is it, would there have been a better connection? Would the timing have been better? Would the muscles have reacted differently? Would it be different? And I think the holdout opens it up to that question. On the flip side, if you're Terry's people, you're telling him, man, aren't you so glad you held out and got a new contract? Imagine if you were on the last year of your contract and you got a sports hernia and you had to sit out all this year. Would it damage your market on the open market? Might have cost you $10 million. As always, there are no answers here. There are no right answers. There are no wrong answers. Just a lot of questions and some really big questions today around Terry McLaurin, for sure, because Terry is an integral part of this team, and we talk about this all the time. This is not a Commanders team that has depth at any position. Honestly, quarterback may be the position they have the most depth at. But this is a Commanders team that was really bad, found a franchise quarterback, and thus is now good, but is still trying to patch it together as we go. Oldest team in the NFL in the last 20 seasons, right? That's what you do when you have a good team, but you don't have draft picks, you don't have the ability to bring in young guys. And free agency can only deliver you so much. That's the thing you keep saying. They got all this salary cap space, but they have so much salary cap space, MP. Guys don't come to free agency anymore. Teams are really smart about locking up their players 3 years into the four-year deal. Even look at the Terry situation. Terry would have been a free agent next year. They locked him up. They made sure he didn't get there. They both, you know, the deal was contentious, but the desire to get a deal done was very much mutual. You don't let good players get to free agency. And so I love that they got a ton of cap space, but to a large degree, you got to draft and develop players that you'll end up spending that money on. And they got a guy who they can spend the money on here in a couple of years. I'm not worried about them finding ways to spend the money. But you've got a lot of pressure now on the defense to hold tight in a game where if Jaden plays, he's going to play injured. If Terry plays, he's going to play injured. You may have a team kind of playing hockey style, making it through the season, which is not what you want to say going into week four. It's Commanders Falcons. You'll hear it right here on The Fan on Sunday, 12:30. That's in less than an hour now. Dan Quinn gives his weekly update to the media, first injury report of the week. We'll get our first glimpse into what's going on with Terry McLaurin, with Jaden Daniels, with Marshawn Lattimore in the secondary, who we're not saying that's the biggest injury, but as I've said all offseason, Lattimore is there because you don't want to move everybody down a seat. You don't want Amos in the number one spot. You don't want Sanderson in the number two spot. Sitting them in the two and three spots is the best use of their talents. And so if everybody's got to move down a chair, all right, now you're giving Michael Penix easier targets on Sunday as we go down to Atlanta, road game. It'll be the Falcons and it'll be the Commanders. It's going to be up in the air, I think, until Friday, whether these guys play. But I think we'll get some information today about where they're at, how they practice, what happens along the way for the Washington Commanders. Thank you to Zach Joaquin for dropping by earlier. We'll do crosstalk with AWOD on the other side. We'll get you off to AWOD Radio. We'll get you set. UVA Florida State on Friday. That's the big game. We're talking it up all week long. Scott Stadium going to be rocking Friday night. They're selling some tickets there. And I like the Friday night, too, because they've struggled to draw in those Saturday games, but I think they'll do well in the Friday night time slot. We'll take you home. We'll get an update on the Commanders. We'll tell you the latest. We'll check in with our guy, Awad. We'll do it all on the other side of this break. You're listening to Richmond's Home for the Commanders. This is 910 The Fan. Now,
at Wednesday morning, 12 minutes away from play, Chesterfield, our weekly spotlight of the very best of Chesterfield County sports.
We'll head on to LC Bird, check in with the Skyhawks. Today, they'll call in here in about 12 minutes on The Fan. Lots of football to get to. We took on the Terry McLaurin situation. Nobody's freaking out. You got your quarterback and your star receiver, both questionable as practice week begins today. Nobody's freaking out here. Thank goodness they've got a defensive line, because, man, they are dropping like flies in Ashburn right now. We'll get to UVA Florida State as the show rolls on, but as you know, we make time on this program for baseball.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15.5, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up. Right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
Yeah, I haven't heard that in about a year. That's one of my all-time favorites. That's very good. Baseball, last night, the biggest in-season comeback in the history of Major League Baseball. They completed the comeback. They have to hang on. The Detroit Tigers were 15 and a half games up on the Cleveland Guardians. And last night, Cleveland gets it done, is tied with the tiebreaker for first place right now. Detroit Tigers sitting on the biggest collapse in the history of Major League Baseball. Lots of great storylines around the league. Did the Yankees make the playoffs last night? Yeah, they did. Are you going to hear that clip? No, you're not. I'm not going to play it. Come on now. Be sensible here. We're not going to do that. Braves, Nats rolled on as well. We're not going to spend any time on that. It's not a thing we need to spend time on. The Mets in a playoff chase of their own, though. Here's what happened.
3-1 to Alvarez. Field bar ready. Acuna leads from second. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit. Left center. Throw Armstrong back. It's going to go. Home run! Francisco Alvarez stops and looks into the Mets dugout before he gets to first base. Now he goes into his home run trap. A two-run homer for Alvarez, and the Mets have regained the lead. It is 9-7 New York.
Mets back in that third playoff spot. Going to be a wild week as the Reds try to lock it up as well. They've got the tiebreaker on the Mets, but the Mets taking care of business should be a fun finish there. Other playoff berth clinched last night. Seattle Mariners come from behind. They are in the playoffs. So we have now a number of playoff teams set with those final wild card positions up in the air. The Cubs hanging on to hope that they could claim the bye and the NL Central title over the Brewers, but it feels increasingly unlikely. So it looks like the Phillies and the Brewers will be your team skipping through in the National League. The Mariners lock it down. They look like they will be your team along with the Toronto Blue Jays if they hang on in the American League. But those last spots still very much up for grabs. The Guardians and the Tigers gonna duel it out and may even play each other in the first round of the playoffs. Mets and the Reds in the other one. And yet none of that was the biggest story yesterday in Major League Baseball, because MLB announced that next season, robot umpires are coming to Major League Baseball for the first time. They've been in the minors. They've been tried out in spring training. So y'all know how I feel about instant replay. I don't like it. I don't share that gripe with robot umpires because it doesn't slow down the game. My only gripe is that it slows down the game. I actually don't have in the NFL, when they do the thing where, like, they watch the replay and they're like, oh, that's what happened. They're like, just do that on the field and they keep it moving. I actually don't have a problem with that at all. It's when it's like, we're going to go watch TV for a little while, make some Orville Redenbacher, sit on a couch, watch this for a little while, then we'll come back and let you know what happened. What are we doing here? Soccer does that now?
is soccer the sport that's all about. We have a continuous. We don't stop for anything in soccer. Injury time is a concept in soccer. They stop the game for 3 minutes to go watch TV. That's the part of replay that kills me. And so I actually have no problem with automated umpires. I know our guy Grant Paulson's been yelling out for him for a long time. It's too important. The technology is too good. The technology doesn't miss. Let the robot call the balls and the strikes because it's a defined strike zone. Everybody knows what they're working with. Everybody can adjust to it. Now, did Major League Baseball say, we're going to do that? No. They said, we're going to let the humans call balls and strikes, and then the other humans can make the refs go, make the umps go watch TV and look at it. So we chose the least efficient possible way to handle this system. So they're calling it the ABS challenge system, the automated ball strikes challenge system. And I bet you're thinking, well, that's an important part of the game that's probably free of corporate interference. No, it's the automated ball strike challenge system powered by T-Mobile. They are sponsoring instant replays next year in Major League Baseball. Each team will get two challenges per game, which feels like not enough maybe for a nine-inning baseball game, but also if it's going to delay the game, maybe a lot. It's hard to make sense of how this will work, and we'll let it play out and we'll see what happens. But it's coming to Major League Baseball next year. Not full robot umpires, but they'll be allowed to challenge twice per game. We'll follow the baseball, of course, lots of football to get to as we go along the show as well. UVA, Florida State under the lights on Friday night. Opportunity for the Wahoos, who have looked very impressive. Chandler Morris, their quarterback, has had a great season so far. Of course, we'll catch up to speed on everything going on at Virginia Tech. They'll head to NC State for their first ACC game. Zach Joachim of the Richmond Times-Dispatch is our guest at 11 o'clock this morning. But when we come back, it's time for one of our favorite parts of the week. We'll head out to Chesterfield County. We're going to LC Bird today to check in with the Skyhawks, and we'll do it right after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home for High School Football. This is 910 The Fan, now
105.1
The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, and we love. I get to see him twice today, so this is a thrill. Chat with him now, see him later. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. What's up, dude?
The fact that I get to spend much of my Wednesday with and talking to you brightens my week a good deal, my friend. And I saw you on Saturday, very briefly, on the Teapot Bridge. Shall we start there? I was out on my Saturday run, and we shouted to each other.
Yeah, I knew, because my wife was with me, and she was like, oh, Zach, we got to let him go. Like, he's training. He's doing things us mere mortals could only dream of. Are you doing a full or a half marathon?
I'm doing the full.
Yeah. We can't mess with that success. Yeah.
I did my first full last year. Ran a 4:11, and I've been doing a bit of a marathon training team and my long runs on Saturdays, which I was on there, and so confident and really hopeful I can get under 4 hours this year. That's the goal.
Well, I don't want to brag, but we had just had a very nice dinner at Daisy's where I ate both the fried pickles and the chips and guac and a burger. So we all achieved at a high level. Have you been down to Daisy's?
I have not. No, where is it?
It's in what used to be the Civil War Museum. What do they call it now? Tredegar?
Oh, that's the restaurant in Tredegar, right?
There we go. Oh, you said it better than I say it. You put a little something on the R there. Yeah, it was basically right there on the bridge. So it's very nice. They got a good outdoor area. So just know, that's in play if you ever give up on marathons.
I see people sitting out there all the time, and I'm very intrigued, and I'm a huge fried pickles fan.
I actually, it's funny I mentioned that. I'm actually not a huge fried pickle fan, but we got them, so I ate them. I'm not a pickle fan in general, but I'll do cucumbers. I don't know. Sometimes you just don't know what's going on. Zach Joachim joins us, Richmond Times-Dispatch. High school football, very much going full speed here. We had some great games last week, and going up to Hanover this weekend, Hanover Atlee, that's a good one. Huguenot Midlow, what's exciting you this week?
So I would start by just touching on last week real quick, because I went out to Meadowbrook for the first time. It was one of the few schools remaining in the area that I'd never been to for a game, and so I was really excited to go out there. They beat Deep Run. They're 3-0 for the first time since 2011. It's a program that has struggled a good deal in recent years, but won a state championship back in 2004, and they've had some great eras of Meadowbrook football down there on Cogville Road. and a huge shout out to Billy Rudd and everything he's done with that program, man. He was the kicker and punter on that Meadowbrook State Championship team. And it took a few years here. They won 3 games each of the last 2 years. And he's built that program up to a point that that school community can be really proud of it again. That defense is nasty. And I really enjoyed that. They had a safety in that game, and one of deep run touchdowns came on a fumble return touchdown. So the defense has only given up 7 points through 3 games this season. Tyshawn Jackson is their really exciting bell cow out of the backfield, and Rikari Enoch-Bailey. I was fascinated by this. You would have enjoyed this, MP. So late in that game, they went to a jumbo set wildcat look for Meadowbrook's offense with Enoch-Bailey, who's a big guy, just taking snaps directly and running it every play. And I really enjoyed watching that Meadowbrook team and standing on that sideline. Man, Coach Rudd has done really great things with them. They're playing at Hopewell this week. And that's a game that I think Hopewell's won the last 7 matchups. And in recent years, the Central District game hadn't had a whole lot of juice to it. It's got a lot of juice to it now with 3-0 Meadowbrook going to Myrner Field. So that'll be a fun one this weekend. But all eyes have got to be on River Road, I think. And number 7, St. Christopher's at number 2, Benedictine, man. That's I'm so excited for that game.
Combined 8-0, Zach.
A combined 8-0, and Trinity is 4-0 as well. So you're 3 leading BISAA schools these days. No disrespect to Collegiate, which has had some amazing teams over the years too, but in recent years it's been Benedictine and Trinity running the area, right? I think not since 2019 has a team other than those two programs won the state's private school championship. And St. Christopher's has been to the state tournament each of the past 7 years. They haven't been to the championship game since 2019, right? So that's kind of the complexion here, that it's been Benedictine and Trinity running the state for the last few years. St. Christopher's has not been far off, but they haven't been able to overcome those two. This St. Chris team might be different. They're really good. Everyone knows the name Darius Gray at this point. I saw them against Huguenot early in the year. Huguenot came into the season ranked number 3 for us. St. Chris beat them up in the trenches and played phenomenal defense that game. And it's going to be tough going into Benedictine. That's always Bobby Ross Stadium is one of the most difficult environments to go in the area, but that game's going to be outstanding. Like I said, Darius Gray, everyone knows that name. Sam Faniel for Benedictine. My colleague Jackson Didlake is writing about him this week. He's become one of the area's top recruits. He's a 6'5", 215-pound tight end in the class of 2027. So, man, that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be on deadline for Saturday print with a 4 o'clock kick, which we love, which makes things a little easier on our end. And that one's going to be phenomenal. You also mentioned Midlo and Huguenot. And after Huguenot lost that season opening game to St. Chris, they had a bye week, right? And so I think people kind of didn't forget about them, but they slid in the rankings and everyone's. And they slid out of ours because you had teams winning impressive games around them. And now they're back in the rankings. They've beaten Cosby and Clover Hill the last couple of weeks, which are games that they should win, but they won 58-0 and 56-0. Charles Scott Jr., their really exciting sophomore quarterback, set the program record for passing yards in a game. But man, Midlo's unbeaten. SW Poets Stadium is also one of the toughest places to go in the area. That's number 10 at number 9. That game's going to be a lot of fun. DK Chapman out of the backfield is the bell cow for Midlo. Gibson Gross, their quarterback, is having a great season thus far, and that defense has been nigh on impenetrable. So Huguenot, with their wealth of college talent and playmakers, we'll see if Midlo can slow them down. That one's going to be a lot of fun as well. That's where our best friend Weldon Bradshaw is going to be.
We love Weldon. No, we love Zach. Nigh impenetrable. My goodness. You should be a writer. That's fantastic. I love this, the St. Chris, Benedictine, the Trinity. I love having the Rock'em Sock'em round robin here where everybody's undefeated. And we know they're going to get to sort it out twice. They'll sort it out once in the regular season, and then we'll see them all again in the postseason. It'll be a ton of fun.
And these games, when the local private schools play each other, are extra exciting because the rest of the year, largely they play non-local schedules, right? So they're at Woodbury Forest, yep, and Flint Hill and Fort Union.
My favorite school, Stab.
Stab, yes, exactly. St. Ed's Bellfield up in Charlottesville. So we don't get to see them a lot of the time. But pretty much, for the most part, they've blown out those opponents or just beat them decisively so far this season. And it seems like a state championship, very much the road to a state championship, goes through Richmond. And then it's going to be awesome seeing if St. Christopher's can pull off what would be an upset. But I think, St. Chris has already proved the doubters, me among them, wrong once this season. Darius Gray, I believe, called us out on his Instagram story.
Ooh.
After that game because we all picked Huguenot. by a pretty wide margin. So in our picks today, I went with St. Chris. I went with St. Chris. Savannah gave me some grief for that. I said in the preview, on paper, it looks like Benedictine wins this game, man. But I've already doubted the St. Chris team once this season. So I put next to it that pick's for you, Darius Gray.
A mutual Twitter friend of ours just texted me. Benedictine by 24.5. By the way, I will take the Saints on that line as well. For entertainment purposes only, as we like to say around here.
And this game was 14-7 at St. Christopher's last year.
Yeah,
and I think St. Christopher's is much better this year than they were last year. Don't get me wrong. Benedictine has been dominant this year. They've only given up 3 points through four games. They got three shutouts. I think, what's the tally? 38-0, 38-0, 50-something-0. I mean, they've been phenomenal thus far this year. But I think St. Chris is going to keep this game close. That defense is really good. They're really good up front. It's about, can they come up with maybe a big defensive play? Elijah Brandon had a pick six against Huguenot. They need something like that to happen to really turn the momentum of this game. A big play from Jerron Johnson would be huge, too. And Benedictine, I got my eyes on their quarterback situation, because Carson Lambert was phenomenal for them last year. He got hurt early in the year, and they've been playing junior Luke Kincaid, but Lambert has come back in limited action the last couple weeks, so I think they might deploy both of them under center, so that'll be interesting to watch for the Cadets this week.
Yeah, a little tip for all you fantasy Central District folks out there. I'm not in a fantasy Central District league this year. Are you in the Vince Fantasy Football League, by the way? How's your team doing?
Oh yeah, I am. FMLB, I believe, as it's referred to, and I've won it twice over the years. I actually had a split championship one year in that league, which was crazy because it came down to the Monday night game where we had the very scary, but in the end, inspirational DeMar Hamlin situation, and that game didn't get finished. And so I ended up sharing a championship with someone that year. But yes, I've won it twice. We're 1-2 this year, but we're trying to get back on track. But I have James Conner on that team, so we're trying to figure out what the running back situation looks like right now.
Chiefs and Ravens also 1-2. I think the Ravens will still be playing deep into January, so you can take your inspiration there. I'm out on the Chiefs, though, at the moment. They've got Mahomes, so they're never out of it, but I'm out on the Chiefs this year.
That game was a lot of fun Monday night, though, wasn't it?
That was it.
I enjoyed watching that, and I think we were talking about, do we need to put it on the sports front for Tuesday, and Chris Wilbers is in the office saying, well, it's 2-1-1 teams. Well, as far as 2-1-1 teams go, that was some phenomenal football, and I wouldn't be shocked if that was a Super Bowl preview. I don't think a lot of people would.
I'd watch that Super Bowl. I still want to watch a Bills-Lions Super Bowl where somebody's got to win. That's still my preference in Super Bowls. He's Zach Joachim, Richmond Times-Dispatch. He knows everything about high school football. He runs a marathon. But we always mention VCU basketball on the way out. Black and gold game right around the corner, Zach.
I'm so excited. I think a lot of people are excited to look at what the complexion of this team looks like early on in the season, because we don't know, right? There are so many unknowns here. Michael, I'm trying to fill out my A-10 preseason ballot right now, and it is so difficult these days to figure out who the all-conference guys are going to be, because so many of the rosters look different compared to last year. There's been some buzz online. I think there was a John Rothstein tweet last week about VCU really looking at playing a five-out offense this year. I think it looks like Lazar Djokovic is going to be starting at the five, and he can certainly operate on the perimeter. But you've got such great guard depth. You've got a lot of young guards on that team. But I think a team that is going to be really exciting to watch. They're obviously going to play at a fast tempo like Phil Martelli's Bryant team did last year. I've had so many people asking me what the starting lineup is going to be. And it's a difficult question to answer. But almost unanimously, I mean, I would be shocked if VCU is not the preseason A-10 favorite, right? I think the Vegas odds have them at +230 right now. And George Washington, and shout out to what they did this offseason of being able to maintain that core. Caputo, their coach Chris Caputo, has done some great stuff there. They were +260, and then there's a gap between those two and the rest of the field. So it looks like VCU going to be the favorite, but as far as figuring out what the starting lineup looks like, I'm not sure. Like I said, I think Djokovic is probably your front runner to start at the five, but Christian Furman and Keyshawn Mitchell are both going to play a great deal. Tyrell Ward is the best pure shooter on this team, but he didn't play last season, so maybe it takes him a little bit of time to get back to game speed. JJ and Tracy, I think, is a lock to start. He's the most experienced player on this roster. He's won NCAA tournament games. Phil Martelli called him the connector for this team. He's kind of that glue guy, that veteran presence that has been bringing this group that's largely new to one another together. I think he's definitely going to start. Aside from that, man, Ahmad Noel certainly has a shout. The sophomore transfer from UConn, Nick Lewis, is an incredibly talented freshman. We all know about Brandon Jennings and Terrence Hill, what they've already done for this program. So just to see what the complexion, what groups play together for that black and gold game is going to be a lot of fun. There's so many question marks around this VCU team going into the year, but they're not bad question marks. They're just unknowns.
It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait to see you at the Siegel Center. It's going to be a blast all season long. And expectations won't change. What do they say at Highland Springs? They don't rebuild, they reload.
Standard is the standard.
Oh, wow, the standard is always the standard. Thank you, Mike Tomlin. Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, richmond.com. Always appreciate when you make some time for us. Have a great day, my friend.
MP, you're the best, my friend. Always appreciate you having me on. I'll see you in a little bit.
We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Mike 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, busy weekend of college football. We'll get to Charlottesville, but let's start with our friends at Virginia Tech.
Set five, ready, five, ready, hut.
Fires it deep down the field. He's got his man laying in stride to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown Tech!
College football, baby.
ACC opener on Saturday. They'll be down in Raleigh taking on NC State. Second game for interim coach Philip Montgomery, who I think has done a good job of stabilizing things. It feels normal. He was a head coach. That always helps. You want to have somebody on staff who knows the drill, knows the weekly routine, knows his job is not to reinvent Virginia Tech football. His job is to get us to December and find out who the new coach of Virginia Tech football will be. I don't know if you saw this. Bruce Arians went on Pat McAfee's show the other day, said Virginia Tech's going to hire a general manager before they hire a coach, which I thought was an interesting take, because I think we all can't say, you can say the quiet part out loud, it's athletic director first. But then even within that order, so it's funding next week. They put together the athletic plan with Babcock exits. That's his legacy. And then I'm intrigued by general manager before head coach, because it speaks to the importance of that role in college football right now. I think it also opens the door to a number of coaches that don't want this, don't want the way college football is now. If you say, hey, and this is the Stanford model, Andrew Luck runs Stanford football. He recruits, he fundraises, he picks the players, he pays the players, and then they find a coach is like, would you like to coach Andrew Luck's team? Sure. Yeah. Okay. Great. That I don't know if that's the exact model they're going for at Virginia Tech, but it's interesting, this thought of like, all right, we're going to find somebody who is a really good recruiter, really good fundraiser, is going to be the face of the program, and their job is going to be to 40 weeks a year go around the country, find the best players, recruit them to Virginia Tech, pay them, work the salary cap, work this $50 million you're going to get next week. And then you're going to find a coach to say, 12 weeks a year, your job is to call good plays and make these guys good at football. I'm intrigued by that model, and I think there's a lot of ways Virginia Tech football could go. You also got a lot of processes moving simultaneously in terms of funding, athletic director, general manager, coach. Which of those wheels stop first? When the Commanders did their search, you remember, they hired Adam Peters, then they hired Dan Quinn. General manager was more important than the coach, because whoever comes in first, that's the statement. We are hiring this person regardless. Like, the coach is going to have to deal with him. Any of the coaching candidates have to be comfortable working for this general manager. Is that the way it's going to go in Blacksburg? I'm intrigued. I don't know that that's the way it's going to go, but I'm intrigued. UVA under the lights, Friday night lights. We're all fired up for this one. You'll hear it on 1140 WRVA. That's available on the free Odyssey app. I know you've downloaded it by now, but if you haven't, it's available at the App Store and at Google Play. It is three decades, 30-year anniversary of what is the school just straight up called it this week the most iconic victory in UVA football history. So I've kind of been tap dancing around it all week. If they're saying it, I'm saying it. Best win in UVA football history, and it certainly was. November 2nd, 1995, number 2 Florida State comes to Charlottesville. UVA wins 33-28. The fans swarm the field. UVA announces itself as a national power in football. They will be wearing the 1995 uniforms playing against Florida State, which I think is a nice touch. Not the actual uniforms. They're probably really smelly by now, but new uniforms that look like the actual uniform. You won't be wearing those helmets anyway. They got better helmets now. Stick with the current helmets. Florida State, undefeated, number 8 in the country. Virginia, 3-1. Very compelling win over Andrew Luck's Stanford team over the weekend. 7 p.m. ESPN, chance at a national statement for the Wahoos. And Chandler Morris, who this is one of a limited number of opportunities he will get. The schedule at UVA this year is very conducive to winning, but not very conducive to national attention. And so this is one of a few opportunities they've got, the Friday night. I hate the Friday night, but I love UVA Florida State. I think it will be an offensive battle. Sometimes when you say like two great offenses, it ends up being a bit of a stalemate. I do think both these teams are going to be able to move the ball. I think Chandler Morris is very good. He finished with 380 passing yards the other day, and it didn't feel like 380. This is still a team that's built its identity around the run, but they let him air it out, and he was very successful at that. I think you're going to see an attempt to establish the run, wear down the Noles, make this a four-quarter game, put the crowd into play, put the short week into play in Charlottesville. I think you're dealing with a team here in Florida State that has bigger games on the horizon. You're hoping to catch them off guard on the short week. They're going to be playing Miami. If they win this, that's a top 10 showdown. It's one of the great games in college football this year. They don't win this, a lot of the year comes out of that, but they're looking ahead to that one. It's a big game night in Charlottesville. We'll be watching. Should be a ton of fun as we watch Chandler Morris and the Wahoos, and that defense as well, which has made some plays for them and kept them in games. Against NC State, It was more of a shootout, more of a Big 12 style of play. We've seen them make some plays. This will be the best team they've played. Probably the best team they'll play all season. We'll see where Louisville ends up. But it's certainly not going to be Virginia Tech. We know that as we look at UVA's schedule. Liberty ODU, the other game, as you know, that I'm circling this weekend. Second crack at Liberty, getting a big in-state win. After what JMU did to them, they're now 13.5-point underdogs. I'm doubling down on Liberty. First time I ever said that in my life. Doubling down on Liberty this weekend against ODU. That's college football. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.